B-Pod Studios.
All right, let's see what's in the laundry. LBF has got your gossip and more. What's going on?
Okay. What is the secret to John Bon Jovi and Dorothea Bon Jovi's 40-year union? I mean, he's a rock star, and they've been together since high school.
Is it magic hair?
Maybe. Maybe it's the Jersey water. I don't know, but I'm going to tell you. And then I have really sad news about Chrissy Teigen. But first, I want to talk briefly about the top celebrity brands, because I was surprised by this. So obviously celebrities, they get into the business and they make millions of dollars off their name. Obviously Dr. Dre is worth a ton, $1.5 billion in annual revenue. That he comes in at number one. Kanye West, $1.3 billion.
Now, what is Kanye? What's
Yeezy?
What's Yeezy? Is it clothes,
it's clothes
or
like, and
those weird sneakers?
Sneakers and stuff.
Wow.
But number three is the Jessica Simpson collection. And she makes $1 billion annually from that stuff. Isn't that amazing? I mean, you've got Dre, Kanye, and then Jessica Simpson.
I love it.
I just think that's awesome. And then rounding out the top five is Rihanna with her Fenty Beauty and Rihanna with her Fenty Fashion.
Wow.
Actually, there are a lot of women on this list, and I love it.
Yeah.
Most of them are women. Drew Barrymore, Kim Kardashian, Mary Kate, Kylie Jenner, Kate Hudson, Victoria Beckham. So that's a good. That's some good news for the ladies.
I think they all owe it to George Foreman and his grill.
Did he start the celebrity?
I think so.
I guess. You might have.
Yeah.
I know that Jane Fonda and her workouts. Yeah. Did she have clothes and stuff? I don't know.
I got it. Probably thought so.
Just sell your name. Yeah. Sell your name.
All right.
So this is a real, trigger warning. This is a really sad story. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend were expecting their third child. Now, she had IVF for her first two children, and then by some miracle got pregnant out of nowhere, which she actually found out after she had surgery to remove some breast implants. But anyway, she had some real complications, and she has been in the hospital for the past week with getting blood transfusions, and they lost the baby.
Do we know how many months the baby was?
I'm thinking six.
They already had a name for it, right?
Jack.
Yeah,
and she just posted this really tragic photo on her Instagram, and then tweeted about going home without a baby. How thick she can't believe
she,
this is real.
I'm surprised how public she went with it, though, because there's pictures of them in the hospital room.
With the baby.
She shared a lot, maybe, she wanted to relate, I guess.
I think it's really brave of somebody to share all that, because you're in the moment and you're grieving and you're in this major, it's trauma, and we're witnessing this trauma. But on the flip side, I think it helps people who've gone through this alone and never talked about it.
Yeah.
Sort of too.
They're unbelievable pictures. They really are.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel really bad because, they bought a new house so they could accommodate the baby.
It's sad.
It is really sad. All right. So on to happier news. John Bon Jovi and Dorothea Bon Jovi are on the cover of People magazine because everyone can't believe they've been married this long because he's a rock star and she's just a regular lady.
Yeah.
But they are. And here's a little clip on how they feel about each other. I hope this works because it's from People magazine.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Got it?
I was immediately drawn to her from the minute I saw her. And that never changed. 40 years ago.
He's cute.
She's
rich. No.
I'm shallow. She's like, I'm shallow. That's it. So they talk a little bit about their marriage. They've been together for 40 years. They've been married for 31 years. They have four children. Mm. The secret, mutual respect. They've grown up together and grown together. And, quote, we really like each other. We want to hang out.
That's cool. That is it?
Yeah, I guess that's it.
That's your secret.
The pressure of being John Bon Jovi. Think about it. The groupies and the people throwing themselves at you, throwing literal undergarments at you.
Yeah, but no.
But no, he's
didn't
with
want
Dorothea.
To do with it.
No.
Go home to Dorothea.
Makes him,
Dorothea.
Really lovable. Yeah. I'm sure she has some goods on him that she can't.
No, I know. Now you're doubting.
I'm sure he doesn't do a couple of things that are annoying. I don't know.
No, it's perfect now, isn't it? Okay, it's 6:52. It's the Cars. Don't forget your 80s artist of the day, 8 o'clock. Tears for Fears.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.